Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Having a hard time filling time in my life. Not on the show. That's taken care of. The time in my life. So I am newly single here. And my roommate, 50% of the time, is my 16-year-old son. When he's not there, I'm in that house all by myself. Days, no problem at all, man. I do like my space quite a bit. Like to be able to come and go when I want, right? I'm very busy during the day with work or working out or the things going on with some other companies and stuff. Plenty of time. 6 to 9 o'clock. 6 to 9 o'clock. It's lonely. It's lonely sometimes. I don't do well with lonely. I don't do well with silence. I don't do well, I can't do, sitting down and just watching TV. Just I can't do that. Some people can sit and they can watch Netflix for 2 or 3 hours and unwind. Man, I got about an hour probably of unwinding in me. And then I just get super bored. You guys can just sit and relax, watch TV.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you have to think, as far as me, I'm in a completely different situation. Yeah. I got a toddler. So right. If I can get some quiet time and watch a TV. Bart left the house yesterday to go run errands and Jimmy was taking a nap and I was in the living room by myself watching what I want. I wasn't watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I wasn't watching Bluey. I was watching what I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
Right, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? How about you guys, though? You don't have kids.
Yeah. I mean, I just veg with my cat. We sit down. We watch the Buccaneers. It's great over here.
I'm very curious about this. So what time does your night start where you're doing nothing?
So for me, I think it's different. I think at this age, it's very easy to be a little bit of a night owl. So once we finish here, my veg time is usually right after I get home from the gym when I'm like exhausted. And then it's funny, around 6 p.m., I get kind of a second wind. I'm like, oh, I got stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So then I start doing that stuff from 6 to 9 p.m. so that I'm exhausted by the time my head hits the pillow.
About the same for me. 6 to 9 is pretty much that window of time when I'll get some free time and some space. I can't really sit and watch TV. That's never really been my thing, unless it's like a show that I'm really addicted to. I have to be really into it. I'm more so find things to do that keep my brain active, like my hobbies. I'll create music. I'll work on jokes. I might even play video games, like just something that is my mind is not just kind of wandering freely.
Okay, so my unwinding time is really about an hour, and I'm doing the wrong thing to get sleep, and that's watching TV for the last hour of my day, which at least most people say you're not supposed to do, but that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some ideas. I've already set my New Year's resolutions, and I am giving myself a little bit of grace. I've got 3, and if I can get 2 of the 3 done next year, then I will be happy. One's fairly simple. Now, I'm not joking about this. I really want to educate myself on how to properly stack in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Like right now, it's just, it's sort of just like things are falling over and it's a little bit like a toddler trying to stack it and I don't know how to do it. And I know that there are angles in there that make it possible to put more dishes in there than I possibly am doing, but I've never learned how to do it and I really want to learn next year.
And you think that's going to fill the void from 6 to 9 p.m. every night?
You got a lot of dishes, bro.
The way that I process info, yes, that's one.
You tend to be a frantic person and you move very quickly. You don't, like, you just need to take a breath and stop stop and like do things slowly, which isn't like slow is not your speed. It never has been. Uh-uh. So what I can offer you to assist you is my husband is a master dishwasher loader.
Really?
I am not allowed to touch the dishwasher. The man has a method. It is stacked. It is pristine. It is perfect. Everything is getting cleaned just the way. So he can come over and give you a dishwasher tutorial.
It's an art, man. Sometimes I'm putting mugs in the bottom and I don't think you're supposed to put there. Nope. There are certain angles, those little things that stick up. So I think some are for bigger plates than other plates, but it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's just a damn mess in there.
This makes me laugh so hard because I just saw a TikTok that said in every marriage, there's somebody who knows how to do the dishwasher and someone who's chaos. Yeah. And I would love for Bart to host a class because I will send my husband to it because I'm the woman who goes behind him and I'm like, the bowls are going to get washed if they're stacked like that. And I redo everything and fit it in and it looks beautiful.
Would Bart be open to doing a YouTube video?
I'm sure. Yes.
They exist.
They do exist.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, but it's not Bart.
Yeah.
It's not Bart.
It's got, I'm looking at one right now, 4.1 million views. You're not alone. How to correctly load your dishwasher. It's 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
I would really love that.
I never thought about this, but it makes sense because I've been doing the dishes my long as I can remember. That was my chore growing up. So when people load my dishes for me, whether it's friends or my girl or somebody, I'm livid. Like it's really annoying the way that they load my dishwasher. I never thought somebody should have a tutorial for it.
Okay, so that should be the easiest one. The second one now I've been talking about for 6 months, and dang it, this is one of the things that are going to be on my list. I would really like to get my trainer's license.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, I'll probably never use it, but I love being in the gym so much, and it's been part of my lifestyle forever, and the human body fascinates me that I think that would be a really fun quote-unquote hobby.
Yeah.
With like an endpoint. Like I get my certificate, I'm ready to go.
I think that's a great idea.
Bart could help you with that too.
Bart,
I'm on my own on this one, right?
Since we're talking about the betterment of Bart Weiss, how was therapy yesterday?
I didn't have therapy yesterday.
Oh.
I moved it to next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. I promised you I'd go one time before Christmas.
You did.
Okay. It's next week.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I got you.
Okay.
And the third one is this. This is the one I know that I'm going to get to because it's really important now. For the first time in my life, I'm going to learn how to cook.
Oh, good for you.
That's a good one.
Because that can be very time consuming between like 6 and 9.
It can be.
You sort of need that for your health.
You do.
Okay. Sure. And if I could just... I don't know if that means taking a class. I don't know if that means going online and learning how to make my own meals. That's the one I really want to do.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking like that?
I'm just going to hit up your business manager to make sure you have good fire insurance.
We saw your banana bread. Brandon, it beat mine.
Okay. So who needs the cooking class?
We'll do it together.
I do think that when it comes to resolutions, and I don't want to fall into this, and that's why I just made like 3 of those, and I'm serious about all 3, is some people, I see their resolution list is like 12 deep.
Yeah, no.
It's just too much change. And then when one falls, and I kind of feel like a lot of people are just like, well, I didn't do that one, so the whole list is gone.
The domino effect.
3 is doable, especially the dishwasher one, if I can get some help from Bart.
I kid you not. We live super close now.
Yep.
So we'll come over, and I will film Bart giving you a dishwasher tutorial.
Wonderful.
The Bert Show.